Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Vinaktu, Sahavi Yankaravavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu Mavid Vishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Yaskandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha Chandrovyo Vyanaka Asam Bhagurva Stamendro Medhaya Asranamtu Amritasya Devadharano Guryasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jehwa Me Matimattama Karna Abhyam Puri Vishrubam Brahmanas Kosho Chimedhaya Pitaha Shetam Me Gopaya Abhanti Vitanvana Kurvana Shiram Atmanaha Vasagunsi Mamagavascha Annapane Cha Sarvada Tato Me Shriyamabaha Lomasham Pashubhisraha Swaha Amayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Imayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Pramayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Samayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Samayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Yashojane Sani Swaha Shreyan Vashita Sani Swaha Tanfa Bhagavra Vishani Swaha Sama Bhagavra Vishan Swaha Tasmin Sahasra Shakhe Nihagahan Twalinaje Swaha Yatha Pagravata Yanti Yatha Masa Aharjaran Evam Maam Brahmacharinaha Tatarayantu Sarvata Swaha Pratidesha Sri Pramapahi Pramapasyaswa Om Maham Vrikshasya Reriva Kirti Prishtam Gireriva Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamitam Asmi Dravina Gumsa Varachasam Sumedha Amritrokshitaha Iti Trishankor Vedanu Vachanam Om Brahma Vira Apnoti Param Tadesha Pyutka Satyam Jnana Manantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Paramedhyo Man So Oshmite Sarvan Kama Ansaha Brahmana Vipaschiteti Tasmad Va Etasmad Atmana Akasha Sambhutaha Yato Vacho Nivarantante Abhva Abhyamanasasaha Anandam Brahmano Vidvan Nabhipeti Kadachaneti Tasyaisha Eva Sharira Atma Asanyeva Sapavati Asat Brahmeti Veda Chet Asti Brahmeti Chet Veda Santamenan Tato Viduriti This is number 6 is the last one for you for now. Bhishasmad Bhatapavate. You don't remember it. This is kind of what we're working on. This is the section. Just repeat after me. Bhishasmad Bhatapavate. Bhishasmad Bhatapavate. Bhisho Deti Suryaha. Bhisho Deti Suryaha. Bhishasmad Agnischendrascha. Bhishasmad Agnischendrascha. Mrityurdhavati Panchama Iti. Mrityurdhavati Panchama Iti. Saishanandasya mimadum sa bhavati. Saishanandasya mimadum sa bhavati. Okay, that's where we are. So. You know, now I'll try to, I'll splice Vagishanandas so that we can, so that you can actually practice this by itself. You know, where you're, I'll just splice the Taittiriya sections of Vagishananda so that you can, because these are...
Ask me about it after. I've got the timing. I've got the...
Oh, you do?
I've got it written here.
Okay, good. I'll say this in time.
Hey, thanks, Lisa. It's great. Thank you very much.
Collection of... Hi, Danya. A collection of famous verses. All right, let's go to Disha Smad Vajap, which we just did. It's the starting of the Brahmananda Mimamsa. For the, don't you have this? It's ever page 25, the first here of Disha. And what page is it on your thing?
Three. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you want the section. No, you want to go to the Taittiriya section.
Yeah. 8, 16. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, right. You're on page 25, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody got it? April,
do you have it? April, do you need a pillow behind you?
I have it on the...
I have it on the...
No, April. Ask her.
You don't have it on the... On this? What do you have for the night? Yeah. So you don't have this, but what do you have? What's your last page there?
She
lost the color.
She said 16.
Yeah, Krishna, it looks like this.
That's the fabric thing. Is
it
at the very top?
Yeah.
The verse that we're...
Oh.
Mm. Oh, you look so hot. No, no.
It should be on page 16. So look at page 16. And if you're using the transliteration, it'll be page 17.
You
want some food? You want some drink?
Who needs the 17?
I have these two, but they're older. The car breaks down.
The first
I probably need a 16 down to the new one.
Let me see your 16.
Because your 16, 17 looks different.
Of course.
T-shirt. Let me see the T-shirt. Who is that?
Okay, does everybody have a 16 and 17?
It's on the next page.
Okay. I don't need that one.
We say it.
Okay.
Yes. We're going to start with Bisha. We'll chant this first half that we've worked on, and then we'll go on to the next half. So again, just repeat after me. From Bisha, everybody with me? Bisha. Bisha smadvata pavate. Bisha smadvata pavate. Bisho de tisuryaha. Bisho de tisuryaha. Bisha smadagnischendrascha. Bisha smadagnischendrascha. Mityurdhavati panchama iti. Mityurdhavati panchama iti. Saishanandasya mima gumsa bhavati. Saishanandasya mima gumsa bhavati. Yuvasyat sadhu yuvadhyayakaha. Yuvasyat sadhu yuvadhyayakaha. Yuvasyat sadhu yuvadhyayakaha. Yuvasyat sadhu yuvadhyayakaha. Ashishto dridishto balishtaha. Ashishto dridishto balishtaha. Tasyeyam prithivi sarva vittasya purnasyat. Tasyeyam prithivi sarva vittasya purnasyat. Sa eko manusha anandaha. Sa eko manusha anandaha. Te ye shatam manusha anandaha. Te ye shatam manusha anandaha. Sa eko manusha gandharva nam anandaha. Sa eko manusha gandharva nam anandaha. Shrotriyasya chaka mahatasya. Shrotriyasya chaka mahatasya. Te ye shatam manusha gandharva nam anandaha. Te ye shatam manusha gandharva nam anandaha. Sa eko deva gandharva nam anandaha. Sa eko deva gandharva nam anandaha. Shrotriyasya chaka mahatasya. Shrotriyasya chaka mahatasya. Te ye shatam deva gandharva nam anandaha. Te ye shatam deva gandharva nam anandaha. Okay. So now repeat after me. Sa ekaha.
Sa ekaha.
Pitranam.
Pitranam.
Yes, Sunday it's going to be Pitranam because of the cha. Pitranam chiraloka lokanam. Pitranam.
Pitranam.
Chiraloka.
Chiraloka.
Lokanam.
Lokanam.
Anandaha.
Anandaha.
Sa eka pitranam chiraloka lokanam anandaha.
Sa eka pitranam chiraloka lokanam anandaha.
Sa eka pitranam. That disorder will be if the ekas.
The ekas.
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 Yes. The ekas pitranam.
The ekas.
Pitranam.
No, sorry. Yeah, I lost my place here. The ekas pitranam.
The ekas pitranam.
The anuswara taking the na, the nya of the cha, nasal of the cha. So the ekas pitranam.
Sa eka pitranam
chiraloka lokanam.
Chiraloka lokanam.
Chiraloka lokanam anandaha.
Chiraloka lokanam anandaha.
So it actually goes chiraloka lokanam anandaha. Chiraloka lokanam anandaha. Chiraloka lokanam anandaha. Sa eka pitranam chiraloka lokanam anandaha. Sa eka pitranam chiraloka lokanam anandaha. sa eka pitranan chiraloka loka nam anandaha. Sa eka pitranan chiraloka loka nam anandaha. By break descending, saha ekaha pitranam chira loka loka nam anandaha. With it? That before it says, before in the preceding sentence it says 100 of those Gandharva, Deva Gandharva Anandas, right, that which is 100 of the Deva Gandharva Anandas, that Saha, that 100, that which is one, that is one Saha Ekaha of the Pitranam, of the Pitras. The Pitras are the fathers. It's also called the names. It's a higher loka. It's one. It's a higher loka. One loka up from the Deva Gandharva loka. So that is one. Saha ekaha anandaha. That is one ananda. See all those namastas? Saha ekaha anandaha. That is one ananda. That is one unit of bliss. That is one unit of ananda. Saha ekaha anandaha. Then the genitives. Pitranam, of the pitras. Pitras means of the mains. Pitra really means father, the fathers.
Where are we now on the scale of these units?
We're a few levels up. Saha ekaha ananda, all namatas. Pitranam, genitive, plural. That is one ananda. Of the pitras, of the fathers. Chiraloka lokanam. Chiraloka lokanam is an adjectival description of the pitras. It's a bahuvrahi for the sensitive people. Whose lokas, for whom the lokas, the world, the, for whom the world's world is a chiraloka, for whom the loka is a chiraloka. Chiraloka means a loka. One of the lokas that comes, that lasts as long as the creation, as long as the kalpa. So as long as the creation is, so it's an everlasting loka. Everlasting only as long as this creation is here, because the creation is cyclical. These pitras will be members of this chitta loka. So you can take this like this. The pitras, genitive plural, the mains, the fathers. Who are lokas, who are existing in Chiraloka, in the Chiraloka, an everlasting loka. I mean a loka that lasts for, Chira means for a long time. A loka that lasts for a long time. What do they mean, a world that lasts for a long time? One that lasts as long as the manifestation is here. Right, so in a way you're eternal, relatively eternal, because as long as the creation is manifest, you will be living on that loka.
So are these lokas like the loka we have here? I mean,
well, they're more subtle. They're more subtle, and you have more capacities. Okay.
They're not gross then.
They're not as gross as this. They're on a subtle plane.
And excuse me, does chira mean? Is it used in other contexts for things that last for a long time?
Think that which is everlasting. That's what lasts for a long time. Has a long duration. So, but when you read the Bhasha and Swamiji's commentary, the Chira Loka is a loka that lasts for a long time. But what do they mean by long time? They mean that in this Pitra Loka, as long as the Kalpa is there, means the universe is manifest, that loka will be there. So the Pitras are born into that loka, and they will be there as long as that loka is there. So
in this context it means everlasting, but in another context it could just mean for a long time.
That's right.
Okay.
Like I stayed there for a long time. For it took me a long time to accomplish that. Yeah. Okay. So it's just defining. Neither Swamiji nor Shankara goes into very much depth on what is actually going on in these lokas, because it isn't relevant to the Upanishad. What's relevant to the Upanishad is kind of a well-known, accepted in the tradition fact that these lokas, one is more subtle than the other. So it went from the Manusha loka to the Manusha Gandharva to the Deva Gandharva and now to the Pitra. Each one is higher a higher loka than the other only in the sense that it makes available to the participant, one who is in that loka, more easy access to ananda, the experience of vishya ananda, right?
So it's more of a mental world thing? Is that?
No, it's not a mental world like your world is a mental world. It's where these are different planes of existence that the jiva goes to. There are different levels. There's different lokas, not just this loka, right? There's seven lokas up, seven lokas down. Hmm. Each loka is considered more subtle than the other, and you have more capacities, more ability to enjoy ananda. The only point here, Ed, you have to go in to the Ramayana, the Mahabharata, or some of the Vedas themselves to get all the details about these lokas. We're not really interested in that.
Okay.
All you're interested in is this. These lokas are well known, they're well accepted. Each one is considered higher, it takes more punya, etc., to get to that loka. And what the Upanishad is saying, in each one of those lokas, you'll enjoy 100 times more ananda than you would have in the previous loka.
Huh.
And so they start out with the manushya loka, the human loka, this bhu loka here that we're experiencing. A man, they make sure to make man, because man has the most freedom. A man who is young and healthy and follows Dharma and is king of the whole world, has all the wealth of the world available. That is one unit. That is one unit of ananda. If you were to go to the Manushya Gandharva Loka one up, you will enjoy 100 times that ananda. And so will the Kshatriya, you know, who has Vairagya. So will the Jnani. The Jnani who has Vairagya, right? Who is a Dharmi and who has Vairagya. That Jnani will enjoy the same. If you go up one more to the Deva Gandharva Loka, you enjoy 100 times more than you do on the Manushya Gandharva Loka. And so does the Kshatriya, who has Vairagya. The Dharmi, who's a Kshatriya, who has Jnana, who has Vairagya, they also will enjoy that. If you go up one more to the Pitraloka, you'll enjoy 100 more times more ananda than the Gandharva Loka, the Deva Gandharvas. 100 times more. And so will the Jnani who has Vairagya. The Vairagya is the key.
You mean so will the Jnani who is on this, in this world? Okay.
Yeah. The Jnani, period.
Yeah.
And the Vairagya part means he's attached to Atman.
Yeah, there's no longer a projection of fullness onto the vishyas.
Yeah.
For all the others, for the ajnanis, no matter what loka they're in, there's still the ananda is projected onto the vishyas, to the sense objects. The difference is that in these other lokas, these sense objects are much easier to get without obstruction. And so the mind is also, the upadhi also is much more flexible. The attainment of the sense vishyas are much easier, and so the mind is much more easily abides in shanti, and so more ananda.
Hmm.
But nobody abides in shanti to the degree that the jnani who has vairagya.
Right, because they're all still states, even though they're lower, higher levels.
They're still within duality. Yeah.
Yeah.
You still depend on vishya ananda. You know, whereas the jnani, see, the thing is, even if the vishyas all come very easily to you so that you're able to maintain, always get in your way more or less, you're able to have that shanta vritti that's necessary for the reflection of ananda, the jnani doesn't have any type of circuitous route. The jnani's very being is ananda, and the mind is attached, in a sense, to that ananda, not to any type of vishaya. So the mind sits in the source of the ananda, rather than going out to attain a sense object, so then it can say, ah, I fulfilled my desire, and then it gets this shanta vritti based upon the fulfillment of the desire. The jnani doesn't do that. It just goes, sits directly in the source of the ananda. So that's the point here.
Thank you.
So rather, the ananda that you're talking about is only the ananda of the mind.
The vishya ananda. Yeah. Okay. The difference is, even for all the vishya anandas, Vishya means sense object, really. All of those anandas, the real source is the Atma. But it's Vishya Ananda because the experience of Ananda is only in reference to the reflection of Ananda in the Shanta Vritti, in the relaxed, in the quiet Vritti. And that any experience of Ananda that's associated with the Vritti is going to come and go, and it's going to be a reflection, so to speak. Whereas, it's another thing, the Jnani not only enjoys the Shanta Vritti, which reflects Ananda, it also enjoys the stability of the Swarupa Ananda, which is the source of that reflection. You know, like say, for instance, say you're the sun. You are the sun. So whatever the Swarupa of the sun, the luminosity, you recognize that as yourself. And it's stable. And then you also enjoy the clear water, the pristine, clear water that's reflecting you, where your being is totally manifest in that pristine, clear water. Okay? So that's also a nice experience because the mind, the water at that time, isn't in a condition that is doesn't resonate with my own swarupa. In fact, my swarupa, my nature as being the sun, is just totally filling that clear water. So now, but I know I am the sun and I recognize my own swarupa, my own nature, right? Because I've removed the ignorance that has caused me to superimpose me onto all of my experiences. So I recognize myself now in my own right. I shine as myself, just as the sun. Okay. So here it's the same. I shine as Purjnani. I shine as myself, my own ananda, which is the nature of consciousness. That ananda has nothing to do with the vrittis. It's not dependent on any vritti at all. It's the ananda, the fullness that illumines all vrittis, sukha vrittis and dukkha vrittis, whatever the vritti. I illumine that. That's me. That's the swarupa ananda. Also, my mind isn't dependent on vishyas in order to gain shanti. For the Ajnani, the shanti, that quiet, clear water bucket mind, has to be produced by the fulfillment of desire. I have to create those shanta vrittis. How do I create them? By fulfilling desires. When I fulfill a desire, then my mind is desireless for that moment. There's a beautiful shanta vritti there. I do that in so many ways. And then accidentally I'll do it too, like going for walks in nature or the smile of a child. All of these various things produce these, listening to music, produce these shanta vrittis, and then I get an experience of ananda, which is really it's just alesha. It's just a little bit, really, of the ananda, because it's just a reflection. But that's all the Ajnani knows. There's no viveka between my being, right, and these experiences, whether they be sukha or dukkha. There's no viveka to recognize my own abiding. The Jnani not only abides as Swarupa Ananda, the very Ananda of myself, the mind does not go through a circuitous route of having to fulfill a desire so that I can be now desireless for the moment, so that I have a deep shanta vritti, so that I can be happy. It doesn't do that because the source of the ananda for both the Jnani and the Ajnani is only the Swarupa Ananda of myself. And so if the one, the Shrotriya, she says the Shrotriya who is Akamahatasya, for whom the desires have been removed, Vairagya. The Heshrotriya has knowledge, and Vairagya means Antakarna Shuddhi. The mind is mature. They have the knowledge and they have the Vairagya. The kamas, the desires are no longer there. Why aren't they there?
Yeah.
Because the mind has matured. There's not any of this hangover. There's a jnana hangover. I need this to be happy, I need that to be happy, I need that to be happy. So it just sits in the ananda itself. So all of these different, it's going through all of these different levels that the creation has to offer, different experiences and levels of the enjoyment of ananda. And each level is more subtle than the other. Right, and so enjoy significantly more shanti, so more reflection of ananda. Oh, it goes all the way up to Brahmaji, you know, to Hiranyagarbha, where that's the maximum, where there's only a really identification with the sattva. So there's just a pure reflection of the self. So the most ananda Hiranyagarbha can enjoy. the jnani enjoys that also. Because there's no difference, same Atma, and the same sattva. Right, sattva, rajas, and tamas. Your mind is predominantly sattva. Ishwara's mind is sattva. It's utkrishta. It means it's predominantly sattva. There's no identification with rajas and tamas. So that sattva just reflects ananda. The jnani's mind, predominantly sattva. Because no identification. Because no lack of vairagya. So little sattva, big sattva. One atma. Sattva is the same. Little mind, infinite mind. Both sattva. Right? Both reflecting the same self. Both the same exact material. Not contaminated by rajas or tamas. So exactly the same. Right? So there's no difference at all. Did you get it?
So the mind's attachment is to not to any object, but just only to the subject.
It revels in the subject.
And that's where the vairagya, that's vairagya completed then, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. So ekaha, that one, that is one ananda. We say that's one unit of ananda, but literally, that is one saha ekaha anandaha. Of the pitras, of the mains, or whose loka is a chira loka, an everlasting loka, a loka that lasts as long as the other lokas coming up are also chira lokas. They last for the whole kalpa. Okay.
Well, yes. So the seven lokas up, the seven lokas down. So we've been talking about the seven lokas up.
Yeah,
what about the seven lokas down? We don't want to talk about that?
Not in reference to this, because
okay,
this has to do with ananda.
Got it.
Going down is just going to be less and less ananda.
Okay, we don't want to talk.
Yeah. Those are for the adharmis.
The top chair is dukkha.
Dukkha, yeah.
Well, that's not what we're here for.
Yes, we don't want to go there.
We go there anyway.
Okay, so we get to meet Shrotriyasya.
Shrotriyasya
cha akama hatasya.
Shrotriyasya cha akama
hatasya. Akama hatasya. That means for the and cha cha and for the Shrotriya. Means the one who has this knowledge for the Shrotriya. Means Shrotriya, like Shrotriya Brahmanishta, but the Shrotriya is the one who clearly has been exposed to the Sampradaya, has mastery over this knowledge. That person is the Shrotriya. So who clearly has this knowledge and is akamahatasya. That's the Vairagya. For whom is dead, has been killed, the kama. The person for whom there is no kama. The kama is gone. Akamahatasya. So this is the one that keeps repeating this one, right? So not only does the pitra have this one unit of ananda, the Shrotriya also does. The Shrotriya who has no kama also does.
Oh, I see.
Then, te ye shatam.
Te ye shatam.
Pitranan.
Pitranan.
Chira loka lokanam. Anandaha.
Anandaha.
So this is repeating structure too. Now notice it's plural. So it says, ye te, that which those which are shatam anandaha, 100 anandas, those which are 100 anandas of the pitras.
What was 100, I'm sorry?
Anandas, anandaha. Shatam, anandaha. Shatam is 100. Ye, te ye, those which are shatam anandaha. 100 anandas of the mains, of the pitras, which have the chiraloka, whose loka is the chiraloka. So this is exactly the same structure, right? Sa-eka.
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 Ajanaja. Ajana Janam.
Ajana
Janam. It's going to be na because of the da there. Ajana Janam.
Ajana
Janam. Ajana.
Ajana.
Ajana Janam.
Ajana.
Ajana means the world of the Devas. The Devaloka is Ajana. So those who are born into the Ajanaja are those who are born into the Devaloka. So Ajana Janam. Devanam.
Devanam.
Anandaha.
Anandaha.
Saeka.
Saeka.
Ajana Janam.
Ajana
Janam.
Ajana Janam.
Devanam Anandaha.
Devanam Anandaha.
Devanam Anandaha.
Devanam
Anandaha. Saeka Ajana Janam. Devanam Anandaha.
Saeka Ajana Janam.
That is one Anandaha. Saha Ekaha Anandaha. Same pattern. Saha Ekaha Anandaha. That is one Ananda. Devanam of the Devas. Ajana means Devaloka. Ja means born. Born in the Devaloka. So that is one unit of Ananda of the Devas who are born in Devaloka. Remember, Ajana means Devaloka. So that is one Ananda, Devanam, of the Devas, of the gods, who are Ajanaja. Ajanajanam is genitive plural that goes along with Devanam. So that is one Ananda of the Devas who are born in Ajana. Ajana is Devaloka. Okay? Shrotriyasya chakamaha tasya.
Shrotriyasya chakamaha tasya.
And for the Shrotriya, for whom the desires have been destroyed. Same thing, Shrotriyasya chakamaha tasya. Let's try this much and see. We might do a couple more, but let's see how we do with this much. Go back to Saekaha at the very beginning when we started sitting on Chitaloka. Okay. Everybody there? Saeka Pitranan. Saeka Pitranan. Chitaloka Loka Namanandaha. Chiraloka loka namanandaha. Chiraloka loka namanandaha. Chiraloka loka namanandaha. The eka pitranan. Chiraloka loka namanandaha. The eka pitranan. Chiraloka loka namanandaha. The eka pitranan. Chiraloka loka namanandaha. The Eka Pitranan 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 Chiraloka Loka Namanandaha. Shrotriyasya Chakamahatasya. Shrutriyasya chaka mahasasya. 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 Teye shatam pitranan. Teye shatam pitranan. Teye shatam pitranan. Teye shatam pitranan. Chiraloka loka namanandaha. Chiraloka loka namanandaha. Chiraloka loka namanandaha. Chiraloka loka namanandaha. Teye shatam pitranan. Teye shatam pitranan. Chiraloka loka namanandaha. Chiraloka loka namanandaha. Teye shatam pitranan. 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 Chiraloka loka namanandaha. Sa eka ajana janan. Sa eka ajana janan. Sa eka ajana janan. Sa eka ajana janan. Devanamanandaha. Devanamanandaha. Sa eka ajana janan. 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 Devanamanandaha. Sa eka ajana janan devanam anandaha. Sa eka ajana janan devanam anandaha. Shrotriyasya chaka mahasasya. 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 Teye shatam ma jana jana. Did we do that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Teye shatam. Or just repeat after me. Teye shatam.
Teye shatam.
Ajana janan.
Ajana janan.
Devanam.
Devanam.
Devanam anandaha. Devanam anandaham. Teye shatam ajana janan.
Teye shatam
ajana janan.
Teye shata ma jana janan.
Teye shata ma jana janan. Teye shata ma jana janan.
Teye shata ma jana janan.
Say with me. Teye shata ma jana janan. Teye shatam 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 ma jana janan. Devanam anandaha. The ekat visarga is k, right? Because of the following ka, called the jiva mulya. The ekat karma devanam. The ekat karma devanam. Devanam anandaha. The ekat karma devanam. Devanam anandaha.
Sa ekat karma devanam devanam anandaha.
Sa ekat karma devanam devanam anandaha. Sa ekat karma devanam devanam anandaha. Sa ekat karma devanam devanam anandaha. Okay. One, two more. Ye karmana,
ye karma,
devana piyanti,
devana piyanti,
devana piyanti,
devana
piyanti, na piyanti,
na
piyanti,
devana piyanti,
devana piyanti,
ye karmana, devana piyanti,
ye karmana, devana
ye karmana.
Ye karmana
devanapiyanti
devanapiyanti
ye karmana devanapiyanti
ye karmana devanapiyanti
devanapiyanti
devanapiyanti napiyanti
napiyanti
napiyanti napiyanti
devanapiyanti
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 devanapiyanti.
Now let's break the sending. Ye karmana devan devan, accusative plural, devan apiyanti. But when you chant it, it'll be devan apiyanti. Ye karmana devan apiyanti. Okay? One more. Shrotriyasya chakamahatasya.
Shrotriyasya
chakamahatasya.
Cha kama hatasya.
Okay. Let's go back to Te Yeshitam where we left off. What this says is Te Ye, that which is those which are the anandas, Te Yeshitam of the that which is 100 anandas, shatam anandaha, of the devas who are in Devaloka, who are born in Devaloka, right? Te ye shatam ajana janan devanam anandaha. Those which are 100 anandas of the devas that are born in Devaloka. Te ye shatam ajana janan devanam anandaha. those which are Shittam, 100 Anandaha, Namit of plural, those which are 100 Anandas of the Devas, Devanam, that are Ajana Janam, that are born in Devaloka. Ajana means Devaloka. Sa Ekaha, Karma Devanam, Devanam Anandaha. That is one Ekaha Ananda of the Devas that are Karma Devas. I have to explain what that means. Karma Devanam, Devanam Anandaha. That is one Ananda of the Devas, Devanam, that are Karma Devas. Let me just tell you briefly what that is about. The first Devas, the Devas that are born in Devaloka, they get to Devaloka through just the doing of things that are ordained in called Smarta Karmas. They're not Vedic, they're just ordained by the tradition or in the Mahabharata, the Ramayana, the karmas that are passed on, like giving charity, giving wealth, giving dhanam, building reservoirs around temples. There's a whole list of things that are considered as good, doing good works that give you punya. And so that's the first level of devas. They've gotten to this Devaloka through doing good works, such as giving wealth. These second tier of devas are devas that have gotten to Devaloka simply through doing karma alone. And by here, karma, they mean the rituals like Agnihotra, the different rituals. So there's a distinction between those who have done punya, and that they will then be born into the Devaloka and serve the gods. And then are the actual gods in the Devaloka. There's 33 gods, something like that. They got there through the actual doing of special rituals, Vedic rituals. So that's all cultural, but anyway, one is higher than the other. So the first tier of devas got there through doing smarta karmas, like giving wealth. Smarta means they come from the smriti, like the Ramayana, the Mahabharata, through the tradition. The others were doing actual rituals. So the second tier are the devas who have gotten there through doing karmas, through doing rituals. And then it says, yay. Karma, so it explains these karma devas are. Ye karmana devan apiyanti. These karma devas are those who karmana, by karma, instrumental singular from karma, by karma,
by ritual,
Vedic ritual, devan, the gods, accusative plural, apiyanti. Yanti means to go. Api is a prefix to a verb. Usually this is only used in the Vedas. Api is a prefix to a verb. Means to go to go into, to rise up to. They have gone up to that Devaloka through karma, through Vedic karma. So who are the karma devas? Yea, those who, by karma, by Vedic karma, have apiyanti, they have gone up into the devas. It means the Devaloka. And then Shrotriya Sitcha Kama Hatisya. And so has the Shrotriya who has Vairagya. Okay. Shrotriya. The Shrotriya is the one who, remember that Jnani is the Shrotriya Brahmanishtha? Shrotriya means the one who has really understood this teaching, has been properly trained in this teaching, has a guru. Has been totally taught the Shrotriya. Shrotriya comes from Shruti. Shruti means the Vedas, the Upanishads. So the Shrotriya is the one who has this knowledge thoroughly. The master of this knowledge is called the Shrotriya. And that Shrotriya is not just the Shrotriya, Brahmanishtha. Brahmanishtha is the Akama Hakasya. Because, total Vairagya. If they have this knowledge and they have the total Vairagya, they're Brahmanishtha. You can't have total vairagya without the mind abiding in Brahman, recognizing Brahman.
But it also makes the devas not not to be the only one, that means that the
nobody compares to Ajnani in terms of Ananda. Because there's no circuitous route. The Deva, unless the Deva has this knowledge, the Deva has knowledge, then they're the same as the Jnani, Jnani to Jnani, whatever the loka is. But if they don't have knowledge, their Ananda is still through that circuitous route, subject-object, enjoying the Ananda through the fulfillment of desire. That's how it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's not how it is for Jnani. That's why the desire becomes superfluous for Jnani, because what you're seeking, the Ananda that you're seeking through the fulfillment of the desire, is the Ananda which is yourself. That's why they say that the thought is hidden in the seeker. You can better way to say it, the thought, that what you seek is the seeker itself, the greatest hiding place. And that's why they say it's the greatest secret. There's no greater secret. That's why they say guha also. It's hidden in the cave of the heart, because when you go into the cave, it's totally dark. And you can't see. You can't see because there's no light. There's no knowledge. So you need to bring that light of knowledge into the cave. Even, you know, they have so many temples in India where the cave is the deity. You go deep into the temple, so it's pitch black.
Yeah.
You know, and so you're standing there in the blackness, and then they do the arati and they light the, you know, the candle, and they go, you know, the camphor, and then you can see the deity.
Wow.
They also have some temples where it's only at a certain time of year the sun will shine in a particular way to go through these peepholes and light up the deity. So it's a very sacred time, so the deity is so manifest in the temple because the sun is rightly angled to go through these holes. And,
have you ever seen this?
No, I've just heard about it. Mm-hmm. I've seen something similar to it, but not the exact thing. Swami just talked about it part of that.
But when that light comes, you really feel like it's a great blessing, because all of a sudden you can know.
Yeah, it becomes manifest. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's a minute. Let's just spend another few minutes just to chant this. From K.H.S.M. Ajana Dhanam. 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 Devanam Anandaha. Devanam Anandaha. Teyesha Tamma Jana Janan. 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 Devanam Anandaha. Sa Eka Karma Devanan. 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 The Eka Karma Devanan. The Eka Karma Devanan. Devanam Anandaha. The Eka Karma Devanan. Devanam Anandaha. Devanam Anandaha. Devanam Anandaha.
Is that Devanan?
Nam. Devanam Anandaha. Devanam Anandaha. Devanam Anandaha. Devanam Anandaha. Sa Eka Karma Devanan. Devanam Anandaha. Sa Eka Karma Devanan. Devanam Anandaha. Did I not do that with the Anuswara? The Anuswara should be
enough. I had it wrong.
Oh, okay. Sa Eka Karma Devanan.
Sa Eka Karma
Devanan. Devanam Anandaha. Devanam Anandaha. Sa eka karma devanam devanam anandah. Sa eka karma devanam devanam anandah. Ye karmana devana piyanti. Ye karmana devana piyanti. Devana piyanti.
Devana piyanti.
Devana piyanti. Devana piyanti. Ye karmana devana piyanti.
Ye
karmana devana piyanti. Ye karmana devana piyanti. Ye karmana devana piyanti. Ye karmana devana piyanti. Ye karmana devana piyanti. Shrotriyasya cha kama hatasya.
Shrotriyasya
cha kama hatasya. Shrotriyasya cha kama hatasya.
Shrotriyasya cha kama hatasya.
Shrotriyasya cha kama hatasya.
Shrotriyasya cha kama hatasya.
Okay. One of the, what I see is, at least in my, when I was in India, I used to have, not only do this chanting, but I also had somebody that would go over, repeat, mm-hmm. reading. That's how I became fluent in reading, through practicing chanting and then going over and over and over. And then you this script becomes your own. And so, so that you can read it like English, but this is an excellent way to gain that capacity. So listening, if you have time during the week to listen to Vajishananda, to go to wherever the section is that we are, and practice it, if you're interested in that, gaining that fluency and being able to read the script, that's a really, really good way to do it. Because it takes a few years for the script to totally integrate into your system, mm-hmm. into your whole unconscious. It has, just like English, you don't even think about it. When you look at English, you just see the words, you don't even think about it. This has to become that way. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of time and practice, but even a little bit a day, and it'll naturally come. So, let's move our cars.